Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Odds on Sports on The Fan, brought to you by DraftKings, with your host, John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Oh, baby, let's get it. It's time for a Thursday edition of Odds on Sports, presented by our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I'm your host, John Jastrzemski, and this is the ultimate sprint because this Thursday, from a sports standpoint, is really as good as it gets. I mean, listen, you guys know I'm a crew chief tonight with the schedule I keep these days. I'm doing radio until 5 o'clock in the morning. For me to roll out of bed today at the crack of noon and have the U.S. Open being played at Wingfoot, what a performance by Justin Thomas. We talked about Patrick Reed yesterday, give Anthony and Syosset, who was all over that. We played that at 40-1. He had a big day, and my guy Phil Mickelson got off to a great start and has just absolutely imploded ever since. But you have the U.S. Open going on. That's great. You have a Thursday night football game, the Battle of Ohio between the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. And look, this is a very, very difficult game to handicap. Browns opened up as a 7.5-point favorite. The line has fallen about a point, point and a half. I'm seeing it now over at DraftKings Sportsbook, right around 6 points. And look, I can understand why you wouldn't have confidence betting Cleveland right now. And if you're going to make a case for Cincinnati, this is the first ever road start for Joe Burrow. This is Cincinnati team that was god-awful last year. So am I in love with this game? No, I'm not really in love with this game. Will I play it? Yeah, it's a Thursday night. So when we do our plays of the day, for better or worse, I may have to include it there. But is this a game that I have a very strong feeling on? No, I don't. I think this is a very, very tough game to handicap. But I'm kind of weirdly excited for it because you have Joe Burrow, who I thought played well in his first start against the LA Chargers. And there is a whole lot of pressure on the Cleveland Browns. From Baker Mayfield, who stunk in week one, to Odell Beckham Jr., who's been a nightmare ever since he put on a Cleveland Browns uniform. Really, going back to the last couple of years with the Giants, Beckham has been an absolute disappointment. Let's call it like it is. Durability, performance, whatever you want to call it. So I'll be into this game on Thursday night. But that's not all. You got game two of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA, where the Miami Heat are going to take a 2-0 series lead over the Boston Celtics. Gordon Hayward will not be able to give it a go for Boston tonight. And this line opened at 2. I see it now at 2.5. And you'd figure there should be a major sense of desperation for Boston tonight. Miami has kind of dropped the hammer on every team they've played in the postseason so far. They dropped the hammer on Indiana. They won that series easy. They won the first three against the Milwaukee Bucks. Can they do that now to the Boston Celtics? Tell you this, I'd expect this game to come down to the wire. I'd expect almost all these games to come down to the wire because of the similar styles in which both teams play. Then you have the Islanders, who are coming off their double overtime win over the Tampa Bay Lightning, getting ready for a game six, trying to force this to a seventh game Saturday night. This line, it's heavy. seeing the Islanders right now plus 145 over at DraftKings. That means you got to lay 175 with Tampa tonight. And you want to talk about a heavily backed public side? This is a heavily backed public side because you got 80% of the tickets in on Tampa. Line open minus 150. Now it's at 175. A lot of action, a lot of movement in the direction of Tampa. But that's not all. Because from a baseball standpoint, specifically with the two locals, two interesting games. Yankees trying to make it now three straight against Toronto. They are trying to make it eight straight overall. Masahiro Tanaka on the mound. The Yankees are a big favorite. They're minus 240 over at DraftKings. And this is a big game for the Yankees, not only to create further separation from Toronto for that second spot in the AL East. The Yankees are moving closer and closer to maybe getting home field advantage first round before you go into a bubble. So, listen, I'd like the Yankees' chances against the Minnesota Twins if they played the games in New York, if they played the games in Minnesota, if they played the games on Mars, I'd like their chances against Minnesota. Be loading up on that series price. But I'd still rather the games be played at Yankee Stadium. Of course. And for the Mets, I think it's some interesting line movement tonight. Philly open up as a minus 135 favorite. Noah on the mound against Lugo. You got 75% of the tickets coming in on the Philadelphia Phillies. This line has gone from minus 135 Philadelphia to minus 122 over at DraftKings. And you can even see some 115s in some other spots. That is what you call some sharp action, if you will. Reverse line movement. What does that mean? That means you got heavy public action on one side and the line's going in the other direction. That, to me, is something I don't like to go against far too often. So you have to see if the Mets are going to be a barking dog a little bit later on. We'll have our buddy Ross Tucker on for Tux Takes as we get you ready for this Thursday night game. Plays of the day. Your calls at 877-337-6666. Odds on Sports. It's presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. What a day. So much to get to. We get it all rolling right after this. Welcome back to Odds on Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We move closer and closer to Yankee baseball, closer and closer to Thursday night, week two, getting it going with the battle for Ohio. And we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tux Takes. And Ross, you know, normally I'd be very gun shy. Joe Burrow, rookie quarterback, primetime game, short week. A lot of trends that would point you in the direction of the favorite, but this is not a normal year. This is not a normal dog pound. Do you think that Joe Burrow is in a better position to succeed going into, you know, a brutal spot, short week, Thursday night on the road?
Yeah, I think he is. And not only because of the reasons why you mentioned, but I thought overall he looked pretty good. In the week one opener, they should have won the game. Joe Mixon fumbled. Burrow did miss a wide open AJ Green for a touchdown, and he had that crazy shovel pass interception late in the game. But even so, if their kicker makes the field goal, they're at least into overtime against the Los Angeles Chargers. Meanwhile, the Browns looked unbelievably inept against the Ravens. And I know the Ravens are good. We all know the Ravens are good. But still, I mean, you got to show me a little bit more than that. So I'm not surprised that this DraftKings Sportsbook line has moved from 7.5 to 6. I don't know what they were thinking making it 7.5 at the start.
Now you have the total. It's at 46 to open. I'm seeing it now over at DraftKings at 44.5. Russ, do you get the sense that, you know, in these early season Thursday night games, because, you know, it's throwing guys off their rhythm, if you will, far more likely to get uglier type games? I mean, with that line moving the way that it did, I would be of the mindset that we're going to have a low-scoring game here tonight. Is that fair?
I think it's going to be. I mean, let's be honest. These teams combined for 19 points on Sunday. 19 points! Browns scored 6, Bengals scored 13. They'll score more than that, JJ, but I don't think they're scoring over 44.5. I mean, 45 points, you know, you're talking, it's got to be more than, it got to be 24-21 at a minimum. I don't think that they get there. They both have too many issues right now. I mean, that'd be a major improvement offensively for both teams. I like the under quite a bit.
There are so many of these props. I mean, you can get dizzy looking at them, Ross, for goodness sakes. I mean, from Mayfield to Burrow, the Mixon, the Landry, to Beckham, to A.J. Green, to defensive players. The list goes on and on. Is there one particular prop, though, Ross Tucker, that you seem to like going into this matchup?
Yeah, I like the you can do two, but I like the Kareem Hunt under 40.5 rushing yards. I just don't see it. Now, I think that Cleveland wants to come out and establish the run. And I think that Kevin Stefanski, that's his background. They want to run the rock. I get it. That's awesome. But Nick Chubb's the guy. If they're running the rock, it's Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt is more the third down back. He's more if things aren't going well, they're playing from behind. I just don't see how he gets over 40 yards rushing. If they're running the ball well, it's Nick Chubb. It's not Kareem Hunt.
Russ, final one. It seems like, and I want to just make sure we have this on record, if you had to play this game, Bengals at the Cleveland Browns, the line is currently at 6, you would take the Bengals plus the points.
Without any hesitation, I think this is a toss-up game. I don't know why the Browns are favored by 6. I'm trying not to overstate week 1 because it's only one game, but it's the only game we have so far. Bengals looked competent. Browns did not. I'll take the competent team getting 6 points.
Ross, fantastic stuff. And tomorrow, we break down a Football Friday full card across the board. Really, really looking forward to it, all right?
Yeah, can't wait, man.
They have it. Good stuff there from our pal Ross Tucker with Tux Takes. Now it's time for JJ's plays of the day, for better or worse. And yesterday I didn't have much, but I gave you a winner. I gave you the Minnesota Twins. They were, I think, anywhere from like plus 115 to 120, depending on where you got it against the Chicago White Sox. I'm going to give you one baseball game today, and it's going to tie into the locals. And I'm going to go with that reverse line movement with the Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. I think the Mets are going to win a series for the first time since God knows when. I honestly, off the top of my head, can't even tell you the last time the Mets won a series. It might have been against the Miami Marlins for all we know. That's how wacky, that's how strange a year this has been. I like the Mets tonight. Line, like I said, opened at like 135. It is now down to 115. And the fact that you got 80% of the tickets on the Philadelphia Phillies, oh, that's music to my ears. I'm going with the Mets plus 115. That's our first play. Second play, and I think a lot of you in the audience are not going to like this one. And I hope in many ways that I am wrong on this, because I have an Islander to win the Eastern Conference ticket. I have an Islander to win the Stanley Cup ticket, but I like Tampa Bay tonight. I know it's a very heavy public side, which normally is a stay away for me. But to see this line now up to 175 on DraftKings, which, as we know, is a Jersey sports book, that to me is telling. I'm going with Tampa Bay to wrap this baby up in 6 games. Now, I feel obligated to play the NFL game tonight. Even though I don't love it, I know a majority of you are listening. You're going to want to hear my thoughts on it. So you know what? I'm going to give you a play on the NFL game tonight. And what I'm going to do is I am not going to give you the Bengals, even though I do like the Bengals. I'm going to give you a total. I think this is the first time in the Odds On Sports history I am going to roll with the total, and it might be the last time I roll with the total, because I usually never, ever do this. I'm seeing it now at 44.5. I like the under in this game. I think this game will go under. I think there will be field goals. I think it will be sloppy. You tend to get sloppy games on these Thursday night situations. I'm going to roll with an under. Yep, third play today will be under 44.5 for the Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's hit the hillside. Charles, he joins us here on Odds On Sports. What's up, Charles?
Hey, what's up, JJ? How have you been, buddy?
Charles, all's good, bro. What's happening, dude?
It's good. I couldn't agree with you more on the under. I'm all over that 44.5. You have a second-year head coach with the Bengals and a first-year quarterback and a first-year head coach. I'm just not seeing very many points scored tonight, just like you. I will double down on the under with the hockey game. I think that's going to be an under game as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't like going near myself, Charles, totals in many situations, especially in Stanley Cup playoff games, because you never know. Depending on pacing, depending on where the game is shaking out, the over-under is at 5. Opened up at 5.5, and I'm seeing it now at 5. Been a whole lot of low-scoring games in the particular series. Although, the only thing I would say is if you like Tampa in their games, they've put up goals. Seems like when the Islanders are winning, they're far more likely to win a closer-to-the-vest type of game. After all, their two wins here in this series have come in overtime settings. Let's head to Jeff Money in Queens. What up, Money?
What's up, JJ? What's up? So tonight I got four games for you, one in each sport. My money play, I'm going to take the Islanders plus the 145. And in the NFL, I'm going to take the Browns. They give an edge to the Browns minus the 6. In the NBA, I'm going to take, I like the Heat plus the 2.5. I think it's going to come down to the wire there.
Yeah, I like that one too, Jeff. I thought about firing on Miami. The only concern I had is the sense of desperation for Boston. But I get it. Look at Miami in their first two series in the postseason. They've come and they have made a statement. Yeah, you're getting 2.5 points there, and I think you're getting the better team. So you like the Miami Heat? I'm cool with that.
And in the other game, it's a big fail. I'm going to roll with the Yankees minus the 230 on that game.
Yeah, I can't fight you on that, Jeff Money. Now, it is a very hefty price on the New York Yankees tonight. But they are rolling. They are cooking. You got Masahiro Tanaka on the mound, who is throwing the ball very well. The Yankee lineup is really starting to fire on all cylinders. Voit playing like an MVP. I mean, the Yankees, it would be a sin if DJ LeMahieu is not wearing a Yankee uniform next year. That guy just fits Yankee pinstripes. And to think some Yankee fans tried to fight me with Manny Machado. I mean, oh, that didn't end well. What a shame, because I'm thrilled DJ LeMahieu is a Yankee. And how about Clint Frazier? I mean, the guy's done everything the Yankees have asked him to do, and he's hit the ball great. Now you got Gleyber back in the lineup, you got Stanton back in the lineup, and they're humming. So I wouldn't talk you out of a Yankee minus 230 play. It's hefty. You're going to have to pay for it, but I think they find a way to get a sweep later on tonight. Fun show. My thanks to Ross Tucker. My thanks to everybody who called. Pete Hoffman, Met Boy Tommy Lugauer, you guys were all over it as always. We'll be back with a Friday edition of Odds On Sports. It'll be our first football Friday, which is going to be great. We got JJ After Dark coming up at 1. We'll have the Unlocks of the Week. We'll have our fantasy. We'll have, you know, picks for week 2, all that good stuff. But coming up next, it's John Sterling. It's Susan Wallen. It's the Yankees trying to make it 8 in a row against the Toronto Blue Jays. Let's get it. We're out. Be good, everybody.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!